In the past 10 years or so, Atlanta has seen a plethora of nonprofit organizations spring up from the artistic depths, all of them from galleries to arts magazines, aspire to fill some sort of gap in Atlanta's art world. One organization is called the Creatives Project. Founded in 2011, it took on the noble task of providing links between art and service and artists and space. Founder Nida Abgari and board president Khurram Koh Hassan came in to talk about the organization and service within the arts with City Lights producer Gabby Watts. Nida begins with the condensed mission of the Creatives Project, or TCP as it's called.
We provide artists with free studio space and subsidized housing, and in exchange, our artists give back to underserved communities through arts education and mentorship.
Did you see a hole in the city that you need to fill with this organization?
Yes, there was a huge hole. I had artist friends who were working 2 and 3 jobs to make ends meet. Being a former art teacher, I saw arts education funding being cut left and right. And then also being involved in property management, I realized there were tons of investors who wanted to give back, but they also were in a situation where funds were not available. And so one of the things that I was thinking about is, you know, there's so many people that want to give back, but they might not have dollars to give right now. And that's how these programs were born. They were born out of this desire to connect resources.
Netta identified a gap when she was an arts instructor, as she mentioned. And so her vision was to address the gap in young people who are not getting access to quality arts education. And arts tends to, not only in our country, but countries around the world, I think people realize too late how important it is for everybody.
Do you sort of have this image of the starving artist, or, you know, the artist who needs support?
Yeah.
But then with the Creatives Project, they in turn give support to somebody else. So do you think there is some sort of inherent connection between the arts and service? Or what is the connection between those two ideas?
I don't know if there's an inherent connection, but for our community to flourish, there needs to be more of a connection between the arts and service. Because two things happen. Artists do need to feel like they can get supported for their work and their ongoing growth just for the sake of the importance of art, and that should happen. The reason a connection is important is because there is an assumption by general society that when you say the word art, it adds an element of elitism to it, that people who can pay for art, can understand abstract things, that's what art is. And I think it is important for all artists, for people who support the arts, to engage the wider community, whether it's through engaging volunteers or going into spaces that don't have the resources to pay for qualified artists, art instructors, because we will then further and further isolate art and whatever art means, and it'll divide our community. Art is one of the main ways and spaces that people do come together around and to celebrate things, to think deeply about things in ways that other forms of communication and expression just can't.
In terms of service, it seems that you have a pretty long, interesting list of different schools and projects that you've done. I guess there's the Capture Project, which you're doing more documentary work with students, and then you also go into a school with students with neurological disorders. So how do you, there's so many art projects and service projects that you could do, so how do you select which ones you're going to work on?
The way that we come across those organizations, a lot of times they reach out to us and they say, you know, we really, really need your help. How can we get involved? Is there a way for us to work together? We love the programs that you're working on. And so a lot of it is through word of mouth and organizations reaching out to us. But then also we have board members who make recommendations.
As we grow and there's more demand for our artists and the programming and coaching that NEDA provides, it's not as simple as just placing an artist somewhere. So NEDA provides, and she brings in other folks to help provide mentoring, coaching, so that the artists are learning how to do it. They want to be better at the instruction part of what they do because it opens up new opportunities for them. It's not just them giving. They're gaining teaching and training skill sets that they can then, if they want to go into instruction somewhere. And one of the key ingredients we're looking for in a partner is for them to be able to hold their own, pull their own weight. So if there's 5-6 organizations and 2 of them, despite being very well-meaning, have no capacity, we can't run their program and do our program as well. So we're looking for the right blend of somebody who fits the criteria of how we define as an appropriate community outreach site, one that, you know, does not have access to resources that other schools or programs might typically have. Number 2, we're also looking for a program that has some level of leadership and organization so we can truly partner up. Otherwise, it becomes more about our tension of figuring out how do we work in this situation for these kids when we don't know when the kids are going to show up, where they're going to be. So it has to, and we have to do our part.
We're also really open to partnerships where people approach us and they say, oh, we'd love to do this. We're not capable now, but how can we get there? So we come up with a plan to help them get to that level so that we, when we do work together, we're much more successful. For instance, the CAPTURE project that came to us through Tabia Parker was born in that exact same way. You know, she was a photographer who said, NEDA, oh my God, I want to start a photography foundation. Can you help me? And I said, absolutely, I can help you. This is what it would take for you to start an organization from the ground up. If you don't feel like you can do that on your own, you're also more than welcome to look into TCP as an opportunity. How can we create a program that's yours within TCP's framework? And so that was in 2011. And over the years, we've worked really closely with each other to create a concept to build on her original ideas. And now she's able to witness, like, this dream she had come out into a reality.
Side of the service, we have the artist. What is the program doing for them so that they can produce work?
So I think the artists benefit on a number of different levels, specifically in regards to the service. As Ko was mentioning, they receive professional development and being in that environment and teaching. Not all of our artists have come from backgrounds where they do teach or have teaching experience. So when they are placed in a classroom, they're equipped with methods and support. And so coming through the program, I feel that many of our artists leave much better equipped to teach in the future. In terms of actual space, it's huge for them to have the support of having a place to create work and within that, a place to collaborate with each other.
Is there something else that you're looking for in terms of the work that they produce for the actual artists you select for the program?
Most of them are emerging, But they do have an established practice, so they are working towards exhibiting their work, or they have exhibited their work. But more so, it's not just the work. It's so much about their desire to want to engage in the arts community and Atlanta's community as a whole.
Just speaking about the arts in general, we have a new partner in Drew Charter Academy in the Eastlake area. And I want to quote the head of their school, Don Duran. He said, "We need children to be able to do more than go to school and go home. There needs to be a space in a community where children and families can go to that doesn't have to do with education, the gas station, groceries, and home. Our community needs more culture to celebrate, to engage each other in creative ways and build community so that it becomes an attractive place for people to come and live and people don't want to leave. When we're working in underserved schools or nonprofit programs, we feel like, oh, you know, there's a deficit here that we're trying to fill." But he talked about it in the way of recognizing the assets that we have in our community around culture and engaging more people to share their creative sides, to express themselves and participate. That was a great way to sort of capture what I think a lot of us who care about the arts are trying to do.